Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hello?
Am I speaking to a pharmacist?
Yeah.
Hi, Disha from Red FM.
Hi, Disha. Yeah, I'm just a new one to join your WhatsApp group. So my name is Shyam Sundar.
Welcome to our WhatsApp number, Shyam. So tell me, as a pharmacist, what's your take on Rick's personal experience of using cannabis, which is ganja oil, to cure skin cancer?
Okay, listen, being pharmacist, I know that the few water chemicals we use, those are not good for body anyways. Plus, the ganja is very potent drug. Unless until there is the proper clinical study has been done, I think it's not be advisable anybody to use such kind of potent chemicals.
You're saying ganja is a chemical?
Basically, all the drugs you use, like from paracetamol to ciprofloxacin, cetirizine, whatever you use, all are the chemicals.
But marijuana is a bud, no? That's what Rick
see,
was saying.
You're not using marijuana as it is because you are going to extract oil or whatever from the marijuana.
Yes.
So at end of the day, it's a kind of the molecule chemical entity.
So you'd say rather stick to medicines as opposed to marijuana?
Yeah, rather stick to medicine, but that have proper medical studies as to be done, not like someone says I did it and then everyone start using it.
Of course, in India, it's illegal to start with.
I said that if morphine is used to relieve the pain, and why not to use marijuana as the pain reliever? Because I don't remember the doctor who were...
Dr. Maritesh, yes, cancer doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, so he mentioned rightly that to relieve the pain is okay, but not like something to treat the cancer, because it's not going to treat the cancer and there are no studies behind it. Unless until studies are...
You know, that's what Rick is saying. Rick just said there's a study and in the last 12 years, it hasn't come back to him. For him, it's cured.
I'm sorry, I'm not aware of that.
I know, even the doctor says, I disagree, I'll give you a blank check. So I believe the cancer surgeon and the pharmacist say, ye ho hi nahi sakta. Not possible.
Yeah, No, I'm not saying it's not ho sakta, because there are miracles happens and there are many undiscovered and unexplored
areas.
And we don't know how human body reacts to particular kind of substances or the oils.
Sure.
So that's unless until the study is done, there is proper documented evidence on that part. I don't think it's advisable that to believe someone says I did it.
You know, I think there is some evidence in some university. Maybe I'll try and get the links from Rick. He's left the studio right now, unfortunately. But I'll try and get the links and maybe share it on our Twitter handle or something. Go through it and give me your perspective. It'll be interesting.
Okay, so I would like to see the link if possible.
That's what I'll try and get it from him. If he shares the link with me, I'll be more than happy to share it with you. I'm now curious myself. But thanks, Shyam. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Morning number one, bear this shot.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.